Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr in the North Dakota Corn Council studio on the road today in Las Vegas at the organization formerly known as the National Biodiesel Board. We can't say that anymore. As we've been talking about this hour, they went through a name change. It is the Clean Fuels Alliance America Group, and so that's where we're at. And speaking of clean fuels, there is a great program at a great school, North Dakota State College of Science in Wahpeton, the Diesel Program. Maybe you've heard of it. Maybe you've been involved with it. Maybe you've sent a child to it. Anyway, the program coordinator is Michael Redding. And hey, Michael, good to see you.
Well, good to see you. Thanks for inviting me.
You're welcome. How did you guys get down here? Why are you here from the science school?
Well, we work with a couple different places on renewable fuels and biodiesel, but mainly the MEG Corporation out of the Twin Cities area. Hoon-Gee comes down and does a presentation to our students on biofuels and introduces us to all those things. And they invited us down here to be part of this so we could learn a bit more about biofuels, renewable fuel, and sustainable aircraft fuel that I'm learning about this while I'm down here, just so that we can do a better job of presenting this to our students and talking about that in our diesel program classes.
So tell us, how long has the program been around, and how are you doing?
All right, well, the program's been around, go way back to the ag diesel, or ag mechanics part of it, probably back into the 40s, 50s. I guess I'm no historian on the whole thing. I've been there now, I'm in my 11th year, so I'm fairly new there yet. It's going well. We've got a little over 200 some students enrolled currently in our program. We've got different levels in our program with some partnership programs and stuff like that involved.
Yeah, I guess the ag mechanics program is the foundation of all of that. And back in the era when all of the makes and models, the Alice Chalmers and the McCormick, and all the, they just added a dash D to the end of the model name.
Correct. Yep.
So, and you have increasing numbers of students every year, or do you have a plateau that you maintain?
We've been increasing, and again, we're kind of ebbs and flows with the times. We've had a slight drop over the COVID thing here, but now that we've kind of getting through that, enrollment's going back up. So we've seen increases in that. We've seen increases in our partnership program. So we've gotten made some partnerships with companies like John Deere and Case IH, Komatsu, Caterpillar, several of the truck companies that we work with, Kenworth and those. And that has helped drive our enrollment up as we're trying very hard to meet the workforce needs of North Dakota for the diesel industry.
Yeah. Good help is hard to find is a slogan that's been sung more often here in the last couple of years. So it's a great opportunity for someone who maybe doesn't want to accumulate a whole bunch of student loans to get right into the workforce. I would assume your graduation employment rate is close to 100%.
We are right at around 100%, 99.9, I'll say. Yes, our students are, most of them, before they even start their second year in the program, it is a two-year program, are employed already at a dealership that they're going to be, when they graduate, they're leaving and walking right in the door going to work the next week. A lot of our partnership programs that I talked about, this industry for a young person to get into is incredible. Advancement, the opportunities there are endless, and with these partnerships the students can get in there and these dealers are helping them cover some of them up to 100% of their costs over a period of time. So great opportunity for someone to get into this business, learn it, get a great career, and have very little to maybe even no college debt.
So based on what you've heard today so far, how will your program modify? I mean, because obviously, you know, biodiesel has been around, the B20 mandate. A lot of North Dakota farmers love that B20 that Minnesota is cranking out. But now it's renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel may not be a part of your program, but renewable, that's a whole different critter, and maybe we can incorporate that into a B20 blend and use it in the winter. So there are some changes that are likely coming to the program. What do you think might happen?
Well, we'll naturally introduce us into all our fuel systems programs and classes and talk about the fuel. And as you said, over many years here since the biodiesel program's been going, we've been seeing that at the dealerships, working with that through with our customers there, getting them into using that fuel. I think I've seen our manufacturers of the equipment embracing the new fuels and increasing with that. So we'll see changes in the engine development and our fuel systems and all that to accommodate this.
And, of course, obviously more soybeans are needed and more diesel technicians are needed. And it's really a growing industry.
Very much so a growing industry. As they're hearing talk here about the feedstock or the product that we need to produce to meet the needs that biodiesel and renewable diesel are going to need to help us with the environmental carbon impact, as they're talking about here. We're going to have to produce a lot.
Yeah. Well, more soybeans should help out the checkoff in the North Dakota, work of the North Dakota Soybean Council. I suppose they get involved with some of the things that you do there.
Of course they do. We're, you know, diesel industry is largely in the agricultural side and construction side of things. So, all these farm programs and the farmers are a huge part of what we do.
So what do you, on a side note here, John Deere recently announced here in Las Vegas that the CES show their autonomous tractor. I'm sure you've had a perspective on that. What do you think?
Well, this is, as I tell the students when they're coming in at an age where we're going to see some huge changes and some really cool things happening, and the autonomous equipment is one of them. We do teach classes there on telecommunications and the electronic part of those sides of those tractors. So it's very interesting to get into, and it's going to be some neat challenges. Some great, again, we'll be adapting this into our programs as well there as it advances to help keep the students up to date. It's kind of neat stuff, I guess. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, and what's changed in the last 10 years is just, I think, is just the beginning of the changes that we'll see. We'll see just many, many innovations and new things coming in the years and decades to come.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
What do you think of the name change? I guess I don't, and you don't have a whole lot of skin in the game of the National Biodiesel Board changing their name to the Clean Fuels Alliance America, but what's your thought?
Well, my thought on it is it does make sense because it's not just biodiesel anymore, so they've expanded to cover all the avenues that they're working with and the three different fuels that we just talked about. And I think it's a good change. It's going to fit in with what we're looking for these days, I guess.
Yeah. And what consumers and what America and what the government is looking for. Everybody wants cleaner fuels, and that's pretty cool.
So. Yep. As they are mentioning in the conferences here, it's much needed. Electric vehicles are going to be another thing that we're going to be working with in the future. But I don't think they can do it alone. So the having to come up with a fuel that can also impact this environment is a great thing.
All right, visiting Michael Redding, Program Coordinator of the Diesel Program at North Dakota State College of Science, Wahpeton. But you have some campuses in Fargo. Can you get involved in the diesel program at some of the satellite campuses, or is that a Wahpeton only?
The diesel program is a Wahpeton only, just due to the fact that a large part of our program is a hands-on program. So any students coming in there, naturally you're going to get the classroom stuff, but we spend probably 60% of our time in the labs working on equipment. So we only have that in the one location down in Wahpeton right now.
Yep. Well, some of the meteorology classes that I took over time, the lab was where the learning happened. So that's what it's, hands-on is what it's all about.
Yep. Learn by doing. That was an old North Dakota State Science School motto that we kind of keep adopting here in the diesel program especially. But yeah, learn by doing.
All right. Well, if some parents or some students are thinking about getting into the diesel program, how do they get more info at NDSCS?
I would direct them first to the website, ndscs.com. Go out there, take a look around. You can view anything of the campus. We've got over 80 different programs that we offer there. So diesel isn't the only thing we do there. They can follow the website, check out all the programs, enroll right there on the website, and they'll take it from there.
Okay, all right, Michael, thank you very much for the visit. Good luck with the program, and hey, thank you again for being here. This is kind of inspiring, isn't it?
It is very inspiring. Yeah. Gives one a lot to think about.
Yeah, boy, that is for sure. All right.